Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation. We want to live forever and go to a happy place. Yes, that's what I want anyway, salvation. Well, normally I would have a scripture ready for you, but I have not found one. Let me go to one of my old scriptures that I love. My favorite scriptures, find it in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own what? Your own understanding. You're so smart. All you sheep are smart. That's right. And all your ways, acknowledge him. That's right. And he shall direct your path. Yes, he will. Be not wise in our own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I have read to you from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. I pray that our Father will give you understanding. I pray that he will open your ears and your eyes and hear the words that will, and give you understanding of those words that were read to you all. Happy Friday. Let me say a prayer right now for all you listeners. Could be somewhere else, doing something else and not listening to me, but you've chose to listen to me. And I thank you, Father. Thank you very much for my listeners, the few that I have. Thank you, Father, for this day. Let us sheep and those who are not sheep be glad in it and rejoice. Father, have mercy upon that young man in Florida whose face was kicked by a police officer. Vengeance is yours, God. Please show that officer that you are the one who pass judgment and not him. He kicked one of your children in the face. Now, Father, I ask that you protect us from him and all people like him. There are so many people like him that we need protection from. Father, thank you for your continual protection from natural disasters as shown on TV today in Hawaii, the lava flowing. That's from chemical disasters as well. Father, thank you for providing us with the right mind, prosperity, good health. Although I misstepped this Wednesday and fell, I am still in good health. I fell on the pavement, causing myself to bleed in the knees and my left arm to be bruised up, but I am okay. I thank you. Maybe I have to learn a lesson from that. But enough about me. Sheep, I want you all to read your Bibles. Yeah, read your Bible, because the devil wants to change it, and he'll probably get his way with changing it. So go out and purchase yourself a Bible and read it for yourself. Keep it for yourself. And thank you for blessing us with prosperity, Lord. I say this prayer in your surest name, the Son's name, the only name that we can get into heaven by. He's widely known as Jesus. Amen. Well, see, I want you to read with me, starting in the book of Job. We are in chapter 40, and we're going to start reading there and read as much as we can in the 22 minutes that we have left. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall he that contend means to argue with or disapprove of, with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproves God, or he that admonishes God, or rebuke God, or accuse God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. Well, he's saying that I'm unworthy. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hands upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer ye twice, but I will proceed no further. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind. And of course, you know, like a whirlwind, it's like it's windy here today. It's like a typhoon or a bad tornado or a hurricane. That's what a whirlwind is. He said, thy loins like a man. You know, your loins are like your penis or your groin. You are to gird them up. I will demand of thee and tell you, or tell thou unto me. Will thou also disannul my judgment? And disannul means to annul, abolish, or cancel my judgment. Will thou condemn me that thou mayest be righteous? Hast thou an arm like God? Or canst thou thunder like a voice like him? thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with gladness and beauty. Well, array, that means like put on, that's like putting on clothes or jewelry and stuff like that. Make yourself beautiful. Array yourself in glory and beauty. Cast abroad the rage of thy wrath. You know, to cast abroad, that means like widen your rage of your anger, your wrath. And behold, everyone that is proud, and abase him. That means to belittle him or lessen him. Look on everyone that is proud and bring them down low, and tread down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together and bind their faces. Then will I also confess unto thee that thine own right hand can save thee. Behold, now, behemoth. Now, a behemoth, that's like a dinosaur or a large animal, which I made with thee. He eateth grass as an ox. Lo, now, his strength is in his loins. Of course, again, that's a penis or groin. And his horse is in his navel or of his belly. He moveth his tail like a cedar, and sinew, those are like his bones or his muscles. Of his stones are wrapped together. His bones are as strong as pieces of brass. His bones are like bars of iron. He is the chief of the ways of God. He that made him can make his sword to approach unto him. Surely the mountains bring him forth food where all the beasts of the field play. He lies under the shady tree in the corvette, that's like shade, of the reed, and the reed is like the marshy ground, and fins, and a fins, that's also like a grassy area. The shadow of the trees cover him with their shadow. The widows of the brook pass him about. Compass means, or compass, that means to like surround him about. Verse 23, behold, he drinketh up a river and has not can draw up the Jordan into his mouth. He taketh it with his eyes. His nose pierces through snares, and snares are like traps. That ends the reading of Job 40, chapter 40. Now let's read Job chapter 41. Can a star draw out a leviathan? A leviathan is a sea monster with a hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down. Canst thou put a hook through his nose, or bore his jaws through with the horn? Will he make many supplications unto thee? Will he speak soft words unto thee? Will he make a covenant with thee? Will thou make him far? Will thou make him for a servant forever? Will thou play with him as with a bird, or will thou bind him for thy maidens? Shall the companions make a banquet of him? Shall they part him among the merchants? Can a sow fill his skin with irons, or his head with fish spears? Lay thine hand upon him. Remember him. Remember the battle. Do no more. Behold, the hope of him is in vain. And vain means zero or nothing. Shall not one beast be cast down even at the sight of him? None is more fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me, prevent me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. I will not conceal his parts, nor his power, nor his comely proportion. Well, that's like his size. Who can discover his face? Let me read verse 13 again. Who can discover his face of garment? Or who can come to him with his double burning? And that's like a double birdie. I think that is like a headgear. Who can open the doors of his face? Terrible round about. His scales are his pride, set up together as with a closed seal. One is so near to another that no air can come between them. They are joined one to another. They stick together that they cannot be asundered. They, by his meeting, a light doeth shine, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning. Out of the mouth goes burning lamp, and sparks of fire leap about, and sparks of fire leap out. Leap out of his nostrils goes smoke, as out of a seeing pot or cauldron. A cauldron is like a kettle that is used for boiling. He breathes, his breath kindles cold, and a flame goes out of his mouth. His neck remaineth, verse 22 of chapter 41, his neck remaineth strength, his and sorrow is turned into joy before him. The flakes of his flesh are joined together. They are firm themselves. They cannot be moved. His heart is as firm as a stone, yea, as hard as a piece of the neither stone mill. When he raises up himself, mighty are afraid by reason and breaking they purify themselves. The sword of him that layeth at him cannot hold. The spears, the darts, or the haverjon, the esteemed iron, he esteemed iron as straw and brass as rotten wood. The arrow cannot make him flee. The sling stones are turned with him into stubble. Let me read verse 28 again. It says, the arrow cannot make him flee. The sling stones are turned with him into stubble. A sling stone is like, you put like rocks, like David put a rock in a sling and threw it at Goliath. That's what a sling stone is. Darts are counted as stubble. He laughs and shaking up a spear. Sharp stones are under him. He spreads sharp points to things upon the mire, and the mire is mud. He maketh the deep to boil like a pot. He maketh the sea like a pot of ointment. He maketh a path to shine after him. One would think the deep hoary, and hoary is like grayish white or grayish, just plain grayish and white. Upon the earth, there's not his, let me read chapter, verse 33 again. Upon the earth, there is none like who is made without fear. He beholdeth all things. He beholdeth all high things. He is a king over the children of pride. And that, if you can understand it, in the reading of chapter 41. And what I gather from this, they have giants. They're talking about a Leviathan. That's a sea monster. In chapter 40, a behemoth is a large animal. So that's what they're talking about. And I'm glad that we don't have or see those things. And these days, I don't know if they're under the sea or what. I don't think the sea has been explored fully yet. Let me tell you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Friday evening, everyone. This is the time where our Sabbath is to start in the evening on Friday evening. It tells you in the Bible to remember to keep the Sabbath day holy. So we should start praying this Friday evening as well as tomorrow evening. Up until tomorrow evening, that's when the Sabbath day ends on Saturday. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, read it for yourself. We are to keep it holy. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I want you, sheep, as well as those who listen, to read from the King James Version of the Bible to see that you might want to jot something down that I say. I ask that you all always have your pen, pencil, and paper handy just in case you want to jot something down that I may say to you all. I need to say my closing prayer, and I will start saying that. Father in heaven, protect us as you always have from the evil one. We want no part of the evil one, and he keeps meddling us. We need your protection from him. Like in James, verse 4 and 15, if it is your will, I will be back with you, sheep, next week. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus Christ. I guess I am glad to speak with y'all. Listen, I want you sheep to make me a rich woman. Go purchase my book from Amazon. The Broken Plant, The Unseen, and The Passion by Sandra Harris.
Father,
they are.
Help your children. And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them.
Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go.
To love one another. That heaven might find a place in their heart. He won't let you down. And I know
that
he forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation.
Cause
he loves, and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our heart. The Jesus is love. He won't let you down. Follow you.
Where every